Hi, everyone. This is Dave Schress, Content Manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. I'm once again joined by my esteemed colleagues who shall introduce themselves now.
Hi, I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer.
And I'm Danielle Cormier. I am a social media specialist.
I am Josh Mendelson. I work in product marketing and spend too much time on social media.
Okay. I'm Dave Gerhardt. I work in the marketing communications team.
Great. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening again. And today we wanted to bring you a piece of news. We've just found out, LinkedIn is buying SlideShare. What do we think about this?
I think it's really interesting. I think LinkedIn has been... they've always had sort of a nice little SlideShare integration. But I think what they are struggling with is how do we drive engagement on our platform?
Right.
Right? Twitter's figured that out. Google Plus has not really figured that out.
Hater.
And, Facebook obviously has figured that out. And I think if LinkedIn takes SlideShare and really integrates it into the platform, I think it becomes a much more valuable tool. Because even... both for companies and for individuals, it's really hard to get engagement on LinkedIn right now.
I mean, you have
to really work at it. You have to participate in groups. And most groups I've been a part of, they start off well-intentioned, and then they get overrun with people selling,
it's
dead.
Yeah.
And we were just talking while you were grabbing a little coffee. I think of LinkedIn, it's kind of just like an online stash of all my business cards. So there's no reason to, for me personally, there's not a lot of reason to engage there. But it's more of like anytime I meet somebody, interact with somebody, linking with them, and that's kind of it, right?
Yeah, like I feel like it makes perfect sense, right? Like it seems like the perfect marriage of between two tools, LinkedIn and SlideShare. Just because, I mean, with SlideShare, so many people within the business arena are sharing things from webinars, sharing things from seminars, workshops, whatever, that it's the perfect match to be sharing that kind of business-related content with your business connections and whatnot. But yeah, that's the kind of the thing we were discussing is like, I don't hang out on LinkedIn at all. Like I don't really, unless there's a need to use it specifically for a task, like if you're looking for work, you're trying to actually go through your connections, like it's not a place that I frequent. Although, I mean, we're looking at things now, I guess it is decent place to get some news and things like that, but I don't know, it's not part of my routine.
Well, I think a lot of us already read a lot of marketing blogs to get our news. If we didn't, that's probably where we would go to LinkedIn to get that information.
Yeah.
But I know that like there's been a ton of research about LinkedIn for B2B, as far as like lead generation and sale.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be a phenomenal channel for that. I just think that we, in our day-to-day roles, it's not really a big channel for us, but I know it is a big channel for some other people.
Yeah.
I put some SlideShare stuff on my profile, some of the webinar slides that we do, just to put it up. And I've had some views, but I'm just thinking it's a nice portfolio showcase.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like a college grad, you can put some things on SlideShare.
That's a great idea,
and,
They do have a new feature,
yourself.
Though, that's for portfolio to showcase your...
Oh.
They've added a ton of new features, actually, for your own personal profiles of publications and...
Do the company pages have SlideShare?
I don't know. I was just going to ask that.
I don't think they do yet. So let's talk a little bit about SlideShare, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of love SlideShare. I don't go there.
Right.
But I love when people embed slides on SlideShare and they embed it somewhere else, whether that's on a blog or...
another way to drive traffic to your site.
But it's also, it's a really cool visual way of embedding slides somewhere else.
Right.
So you're not just putting up a PDF necessarily.
And
it's
trackable.
It's engaging and it's trackable. Right.
I think for speakers and presentations, it does that whole, it gets rid of the whole like, oh, hey, can you send me that? And you never do it. Or hold on, let me pull it up on my thumb drive. If you are good about putting your...
And if you have edits, you can actually replace the file without changing the URL.
But if you are...
I like that a lot.
That's good,
If you, are just kind of diligent about putting all your stuff up on SlideShare, all I have to say to you is, oh yeah, it's up on SlideShare, just search for this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a... It's more of a stash of content than it is something that you're engaging with on a daily basis. It's kind of like an additional resource that you kind of put stuff in and you forget about it until you need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good place to host stuff.
Well, and it's, a lot of these files are huge, too, so this is a great place for people just, you can't email this stuff to everybody.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, so, if you're in that business of, creating slides and using them as part of presentations and trying to give those to your attendees and things like that, I mean, that's great. resource to look at.
And it's free.
Right.
You know, you can put all this information
Or you
can
do
there.
A lot for free.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how things develop and how LinkedIn tries to integrate it more into their platform and what happens with it. Let's move into some customer questions, or I should say audience questions. We have more Facebook-related questions from our Facebook webinar, and we'll actually we'll post a link to where you can get the slides from that webinar and such as well with the Speakeasy post. But here's the first question we have today, and it is, I have a very online-oriented business. My products are very custom to customers' specifications. How do I influence people to contact me for preliminary designs and or get them involved in the Facebook page? So always a problem, right? How do we get more people to engage or like the page, and what type of stuff am I going to show to people and to get them engaged on the page? And I think, I mean, this sounds actually intriguing to me because this guy's making custom products, right? So his products aren't going to be the same all the time, right? So this is a great opportunity to say, like, hey, I'm going to post an image of this custom product. Yeah. Have the person's product that it is, have them tag themselves in the product so their friends get to see that. And, I mean, I think it's just be interesting visually if you can get some great photos of these things that you're creating. I mean, I don't know what the product is. Hopefully it's something you can use photos of. But just in case, I don't know.
Well, just because it's custom, though, doesn't mean that you can't show how good your work is, right?
Yeah.
You can show – I think it would be a great idea to kind of show a scope and show a range of the things that you can work on, you know, from all different types of clients. And I think that – you know, gives your you know, potential customers a good idea of what you can kind of do. And
they could see that and go, I need that too. Or
exactly.
Maybe if you do a video about what you do too, like what's the process? And you can see how everybody's order is, you know, definitely specifically built for them and they're,
right.
you know, it's meticulous, they're taken care of.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That sounds like a great opportunity to utilize video. I just use utilize. I hate to use that word because use is the – anyhow. It's a great way to use that video on that page. It sounds like made for that.
And talk to the customers. Get them on video. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy – I had this problem. This guy – solved it for me, he did this, and now I'm successful.
Especially because it's something that's custom, you kind of have a feeling like the customers are going to be more willing to talk about that, right?
Right.
If you sell just like kind of like out-of-the-box solution and everybody gets the same thing, people are less likely to kind of just advocate on that. But if I can say, I had X problem and I came to you, he did a great job doing this, those are great testimonials that you can use.
Yeah.
I think custom business is actually, you know, there is so much value to social media, you know, and to web, but I think, you know, people want to show. So, for example, I've been thinking about doing a big landscaping project, and it is, I can barely mow my own lawn, so I'm not, I am not qualified to do this myself. And I ruled out everyone who didn't have pictures of their work either on their Facebook page or on their website. Just ruled them out. Not even interested in talking to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the powers of the web in general is that, you know, you need to be there. You need to be showcasing your work because there's a million people I can call, and I don't want to waste my time. So if I know, if I can see with my own eyes that you've done good work, whether it's custom or not, but even more so if it's custom, then that's the qualifying mechanism that I'm using to decide who it is that I even want to consider talking to.
Right. You're able to get so much information on something before you even have to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, you'd have to pick up the phone and talk about the problem that you want solved and then listen to the options.
Yeah. And this, I mean, this is kind of going away from the topic a bit, but, I mean, that's what it really boils down to, right? If people are searching on the web and how we look for information is that if you're providing the information I'm looking for versus somebody that isn't, who's going to win? Obviously, the person providing that information, you know? So it's really important to kind of think of what your audience is looking for. Whether that's on Facebook, your website, or whatever else it may be.
And I think getting back to the slideshare topic, I think that's a ton of value for people who sell based on their own expertise, right? So, you know, there's always a big, you know, I worked in professional services for a long time. There's always a big, like, prove it to me that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And this is a way to prove the value of what you do and, you know, at least give people a taste. So if you're, you know, whether it's a slide deck or a report or some output that you've created for somebody else, you know, being able to feature that prominently across all of your social networks is incredibly valuable. I mean, if it's not worth anything if nobody knows about it.
Right. And it's also a great way to kind of give people a sense of what it's like to work with you, especially mm-hmm. if you're in a custom products thing. I mean, that's also a big barrier to whether or not somebody's going to do business to you.
Especially if you've got those customer testimonials on
yeah,
it, too, and
it's
they're
like,
all happy.
You know, part of me saying, oh, that looks really cool, but what the hell is it going to be like to work with this person? You know what I mean? So if you can kind of get people's sense, or I can get a sense of who you are, and if we're going to mesh together, that kind of softens the blow. It's like you already know that person before you've met them the first time, so it saves that awkward stage when you're trying to work together with somebody, you know? So that's a great thing there. So question number two is, if you want to showcase a fan's use of your product, which we've been kind of talking about, so this is great, is that the fan is a fan allowed to post an image on your Facebook page, or is only the page owner allowed to upload images?
Your fans can upload photos of you or tag your business in their photo, and that way it ends up in the post by others if they tag you. And you can actually feature that right in the highlights page too, if you change the view of your timeline to post by others and then highlight it by clicking the little star in the upper right hand corner, then everyone will be able to see it as soon as they come to your main timeline.
Yeah.
Is there ever a good reason to not, I mean, I suppose there are good reasons, but let's talk about, why would you not let someone, you know, let your fans post to your page?
I wrote about that for the blog this week, that you should let them post to the page.
Are there times that you guys think that there's a good reason not to do that?
I think so,
Sometimes it can get spammy. They'll just tag you in something random.
And I think about spam, you can kind of handle as a, like, you know, don't let that be allowed, like you delete it. But when it comes to, I think there are certain instances where it's a business where they're dealing with, like, sensitive information, or, like, they like let's say the Boy Scouts, like, deals with a lot of underage, or, like, you know what I mean, or something. I'm just trying to, like, think of examples, but something like that,
like
right?
Insurance,
like, yeah, like
something.
So things that you wouldn't necessarily want to expose information, like, around, or, like, the people connected with the page, like, that type of thing.
One
so,
of the things that keeps coming up in the webinars is we'll get recruiters on our social media webinars saying, well, I'm a recruiter, I don't want people to know who I'm working with, because they might try to steal them.
Nah.
So that's a case where they might, you know, so if somebody, one of their clients posts on the Facebook page, and they're publicly visible as working with that company.
Yeah, so I think there are reasons. It's just, you know, generally, you probably want to go and allow those. And that's a setting in your Facebook page, right? So you can actually check whether or not you want to allow people to post, but you can, you do have that option to allow them, and you definitely should let them upload things to your page, because it's only going to help benefit you in the long run.
I was looking on a Facebook page when I went to go visit my parents a couple weeks ago. I was looking for a park because we were getting some photos taken. So I went on the town's page to ask them, where's your best park? It was closed to comments. So I ended up asking somebody else.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to ask the authorities, the people who run the town government, what they think would be the best option. So I had to go somewhere else to look for my answer.
Very cool. Our third question and our final question for today is, do you suggest when posting links to Facebook to shorten the link using external sites such as Bitly to shorten the link, or is that more just for Twitter?
I would say yes, definitely, because first of all, it looks cleaner and it looks nicer, and second of all, you can track the links and actually track who's clicking them, how many times they're getting clicked. Mm-hmm. With Facebook, you can see how many likes or comments, but you can't see who's clicking the links within the insights.
Right. And I just want to add to that, too, is I would say that there are, I mean, unless you definitely want to track the clicks and that type of thing, there are instances where it probably doesn't matter, right? Because one of the things that you can do with links on Facebook is once you post the link, it's going to generate a preview below the status update. So what you actually want to do is erase that link, right? So if it's, especially if it's a long link, so you can actually just write in status stuff. You actually don't need to leave the physical URL in the actual status update, because it generates that preview that people can kind of click through and go to the next stage.
I think one of the easiest, like, most underrated things for businesses to do on Facebook is post a link and delete out that text and give your own take on the article.
Yeah. Because
once they get to the article, it doesn't do you any good if, you know,
you're not a thought leader.
If the headline of the article is five ways to help your marketing, and you post the link and your caption is five ways to help your marketing, it doesn't do anybody any good. But if you post something like, hey, thought this was a good read, point number two is great, check it out, and then they see the link below.
Another benefit of using these links, too, is put the same link on different channels and see where your traffic is coming from. Mm. That's always helpful.
Matt, does anybody have a tip today for our listeners? Do we have something?
Yeah, I can pull up a tip.
Danielle's quick tip for the day.
I saw a good tip that one of our local representatives, Ron Cates, had in an article that he wrote earlier this week, and this is more about email marketing, but he said in his article, the very best subject lines are the ones that, and the ones that get opened the most every time are the ones that tell exactly what's in the email. And I think sometimes people forget that. Let your readers know what they're going to be reading when they open your email.
That's a great point, right? We all get caught up in getting creative and trying to be fancy, but a lot of times I just want to know what's in the email.
and not to belabor the point, but I like to do that.
it's true. It's a true story.
I think that applies in a lot of different avenues.
Yeah.
I mean, it drives me crazy when you just see in a window or on a website, like me on Facebook. Why?
Yeah.
What are you posting about? Why should I get that? People's Twitter descriptions that have nothing of value. Why should I follow you? If you want followers.
Yeah.
So I think getting to that why, thinking about what's in it for the customer or your reader,
right.
Whatever marketing medium you're talking about is super important.
Cool. Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye now.